Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Hey, Meredith is joining us on this Friday here on Second Date Update. We're Thunder and PT, and we're trying to put two people back together who've been out on, well, at least what one person thought was just an exceptionally great first date. Hey, Meredith, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Thanks for helping me out.
Yeah, no problem. Let's just start at the beginning. Tell us what you know and what is going on with Zach.
Sure. So we met online around 2 months ago, and I thought we really hit it off. We talked for a while. We decided to meet up for drinks, and then we had our first date last weekend, but he hasn't called me yet.
Wow. So you chatted for a couple of months online before meeting up in person?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Typical. Yeah, I mean, that can be typical.
Well, seems like it's a decent amount of time, but
longer
yeah.
than others. But
tell us about the date then. Yeah. So how'd it go when you guys finally met there?
Yeah. So the only thing I can think of is that I got there after he did. I was a little late getting there, but it was only like 10 minutes.
Okay. Did he seem kind of, I don't say miffed or whatever, that you were late or what?
No, I doubt it. I mean, he didn't say anything about it when I got there.
Yeah, 10 minutes. Okay, within the window. All right. Yeah. So anyway, back to the date, though, itself. Obviously, that wasn't an issue if you guys got along so well. So tell us about that.
Yeah, no, I mean, we really did get along really well. We had a lot of great conversations. We were laughing a lot. So I don't really understand why I haven't heard back from him.
All right. Well, okay. Listen, Meredith, that's why we're here. We're going to call Zach. So you just hang tight and we can tell you're really hopeful to contact him again. So we'll
at
reach
least
out
try and, to get to the bottom.
Yeah.
Of it.
And find out why he's not getting a hold of you or getting back to you or whatever this is here.
Okay.
So you stay right there. We're going to come back in 3 minutes. Call Zach. If he agrees to come on, get some answers and get you two to a second date. So stay right there. The second half of Second Date Updates next on The Wolf.
Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
We're here to figure out why one person seems a little reluctant to get back to the other for a second date. And in this case, it's Meredith, who had a great first date with Zach, and she can't figure it out either.
Yeah, no, I mean, we really did get along really well. We had a lot of great conversations. We were laughing a lot. So I don't really understand why I haven't heard back from him.
All right. Well, they chatted online for 2 months before meeting in person, so let's call and find out what's going on with Zach.
Yep.
Yeah, hello?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, is Zach there?
Yeah, hi, this is Zach.
Yeah, Zach, this is not a sales call or anything like that. Zach, good morning, it's Thunder and PT. And we co-host a morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. And we're sorry to interrupt whatever it is you're doing this morning, but would you have a minute to discuss a recent date that you went on a couple weeks ago with a woman named Meredith? Do you remember her?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Can you tell us about that date? Did you have a good time?
We did, actually, yeah. Very good time. She was, everything, like, you know, we'd been chatting, and then when we met in person, I thought it just rolled right along really well.
Okay. So we do this thing called Second Date Update, as Thunder mentioned, and it's where we kind of try to get people back together. Meredith reached out to us because she hasn't heard back from you and has kind of been wondering why. Could you sort of explain that?
It's not that I didn't get back to her. I was waiting for her to call me.
Okay. We don't understand. So why didn't you just call her if she hadn't called you?
look, you know, it's tricky. You don't want to be too pushy or anything, but we had a great time. At the end of the date, she said to me, hey, I'm going to reach out to you. I'll call you. And, you know, we'll set something up again. So I was trying to be respectful, and I said, okay. I was hopeful. And then she didn't call, so I figured...
She's just not interested, or what?
Yeah, she's, yeah. You know, she's just letting me off easy or something like that.
But you had
I
her...
wanted to call, but I didn't want to look desperate, so I...
So you had
I,
her...
You know, I give her space.
Okay. So, all right, listen. We've got... All right, so Zach, we actually have Meredith listening in on the other line. She called us or messaged us, and then we talked to her a few minutes ago. And she didn't mention anything about this. Like, she was going to do the calling, and I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't just pick up the phone, but could we just bring her into the conversation so we could finally get the two of you together?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right, hold on real quick. Just don't stay with us for a second. We'll be right back. Hold. Hey, Meredith. Did you hear any of that?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So do you recall saying to Zach that you're going to call him
first?
No, I do not remember saying that at all. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Hey, Meredith. At the end of the date, we were saying goodbye. We were, like, right at the door as we were leaving, and you said, okay, no. I'll call you. You said, I'll call you, and I said, okay.
I totally forgot about that. I don't even know what to say.
Do you forget? Do you remember now that you said you'd be the first to reach out? And
well, I mean, I think it's just something I'm like, all right, great, call you. Like, I think that maybe it's, I just say it and I'm not thinking when I say goodbye to people. Or I don't know. I don't remember it vividly, but.
But
I'm,
Zach, you obviously do remember it vividly. I mean, like, yeah, but took it as like a. She's going to reach out to you, and if she doesn't, she's not interested. Which,
yeah, I was trying to, you know, be respectful, but if I can, you know, you reached out to me through the radio station, so obviously you'd want to go out again.
Why wouldn't you just have? I understand the fact that, like,
or you text message, me, hey, or message her,
you
on
had
the
a great
app.
Time, or what? Yeah, like on, you were talking online, just had a great time the other day. You know,
or if memory is correct, you just leave her a message. I thought we said, or you said that maybe you were going to call, but. I've been thinking about you, and I really, you know,
yeah,
I really
had
couldn't.
A great time.
Yeah, I really would love to, you know, catch
can't
up.
Get you and, off my mind, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, without being too
forward.
All right. So that's on me, and maybe I, you know, messed up there. But okay. if Meredith, if it's okay by you,
no,
I'd like to go out again.
I mean, I think it's actually really sweet that you didn't, you know, be too pushy about it, and you, like, respected me. Even though I don't even remember saying that. No, I'm sure I did. And it's hilarious. I mean, the whole time I was waiting for you to contact me, and I was supposed to call you.
Why do I sometimes feel on Second Date Update I'm changing people's diapers? And like wiping noses.
Yeah.
And getting them ready for school.
Yeah.
You guys are adults.
Meredith, you want to go out with Zach, and you want to go out with Meredith.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
Yes.
Amazing. Oh, my God. All right. Well, you know what the rule is?
You
call us every time that you want to have any sort of conversation.
Oh, man.
I hope listening to the Thunder and PT show, you realize how frustrating it is to do this show sometimes.
And honestly,
to come,
like,
in here and talk to people.
Love you, Meredith. Love you, Zach.
Yes.
Sounds like you guys are actually
fine. You're fine people.
Beautiful people. Just, like, don't be afraid to just say to somebody, hey, had a great time. You know,
Mommy and Daddy,
love to see you again.
Mommy and Daddy want you both to have independent, you know, lives.
Yeah,
and
for
be able
sure.
to reach out and make contact with one another.
Siblings.
But I
know I didn't say
so,
that. I'm saying that you're. Oh, forget it.
Love you guys. Have a
wait.
Have a blast.
No.
Who's gonna call next?
Who's calling?
Make sure you do it.
Okay.
I'm gonna call.
Okay. Meredith,
call
who's
you.
Calling who?
He will call me, but if he doesn't call me, I will message.
Thank you,
Zach.
You
have got 24 hours to make that phone call, or Meredith is calling you.
And thanks for being on second
date. Phone call update.
My God,
fun for a country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.